All right, beginning the topic of Kavana B'Tfilo, how do we approach every Shemoneh Esrei where we have the opportunity to be Mevakesh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our personal Bakasha, but we don't really know what's good for us. We don't know what is really the ultimate success. So, in order to be honest, whatever reason this question has surged in over the last number of years, trying to myself look around and see, and I haven't really gotten a total clarity. So, but I have my own mahalath, so I would like to be able to share the mahalath with everyone here today, based on the daf that we learned a few days ago. Based on other Gemaras, and as I mentioned yesterday, the Ktav Sefer, and I hope that this will be beneficial to everybody here, because it's not just the halachas of tefillah, but it's really the key, as I mentioned, the mafteach to having our tefillah is answered. And if we can direct our tefillahs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the right, as the pasuk says, b'charbi v'kashti, with the right type of a cherev and the right type of a bakasha, so there's more of a chance that our tefillahs will be answered. So latoyes. So we get, for those that did not learn the daf last week, a couple of days ago, we will learn the Gemara very quickly, and we will try as best as we can to just stick to the page coming out with from the Gemara a mahalach. So the Gemara says like this: we're learning the Gemara of a makabel sadeh, someone who has a field, takes a field, and he's going to work the field. And together with the owner of the field, they share the profits. It's different makabel and the taker. One rents it, one is a percentage. It's not nageya really for the shear today. The Mishnah is talking about a makabel. So he accepts the field, and he's going to give the owner a percentage of the produce. So there, and then what happens? You have grasshoppers, or the field gets flooded. If it's a makas megina, means all the surrounding fields were also ruined. The one who, let's just call him the renter, although it's not really a rental, but the one who's renting it now says, "Why should I pay you for this field when I did not benefit?" And everyone else here didn't benefit either. It's not my fault. It's really the mazel of the whole area. So the Mishnah does say, "Menachalei, you do deduct from the rental. If it's not a makas medina, your bad luck. You rented the field. The field didn't produce. You still have to pay whatever you made up to pay, whatever that percentage was that you, whatever it was, it might be a set amount." You said you're going to pay a set amount. You have to pay the set amount, although the field didn't produce at all. Rabbi Yehuda says, in Kibble, man of the mice, if it was a set amount of money, not the fruit, you always have to pay. We don't hold like Peshittas Rabbi Yehuda, so we don't, definitely not going to spend time on Peshittas Rabbi Yehuda today. But what we do need to see from the Mishnah is that if there is a Makas Medina, and we had this during COVID. During COVID, there was a Makas Medina, and therefore, this Mishnah was very much in play. The schools, and whether it was the cans, people wanted their money back, and they said that it's a makas medina. So this was a Mishnah that was used then extensively, just trying to understand what's makas medina or not. But we go to the Gemara, which is nageya to our topic today. Says the Gemara like this: what happens if the owner says, "Amalei zarachitin"? I'm reading you the second line of number two, zarachitin. So the owner of the field says, "I will give you the field for a percentage or for this set amount of money." The one who rents the field doesn't plant wheat, plants barley. So it's a makas medina. The whole area, surrounding area, also flooded. The field that he planted barley, which he should have planted wheat, also flooded. Says the Gemara Mai, what's the halacha? Me, I mean, and do we say, Amalei, that the renter can say, Ilu Zarat, even if I would have planted wheat, it would have anyway gotten ruined. And therefore, I don't owe you any money. I rented a field which was not going to produce, and everybody's fields in the surrounding area didn't produce. Dilmar, no, Mati Amalei, the owner of the field can say, Ilu Zarat Dichitin, if you would have stuck to what I told you to plant, which is wheat, although all the fields that did plant wheat did suffer a mako, but there's a pasuk, Hava Mekayim Bi, Batigzer Amar Vayakom, and the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the gezerah. However, some will survive the gezerah. Maybe it would have been me. What does that mean? And Rashi explains that I would have davened. And I did daven for my field to produce wheat. I did not daven for it to produce barley. I did not know you were planting barley. I told you to plant wheat. Every day in my Shemayn Esrei, my Shema Karleinu, my Lekayin Nitzar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I rented a field. I have an investment here. I want to receive the benefits of this investment. Please, it's a wheat field. And as a wheat field, I want the wheat to grow. He planted barley, and Hashem would have listened to me because I davened. That's basically what the Gemara is saying. What is the answer? Who's right? Enter the Gemara, Mestavra Damalei. It's true. He's right. He's a ratechitah. I have a Mekayim B. The owner is right. He davened for wheat, and the one who planted barley. Although all the wheat fields in the surrounding area were ruined anyway, and if he would have planted wheat, maybe it would have been ruined. So what am I paying you for? No, I dab my field because I dab and Hashem would have listened to me. And my field, the wheat, would have produced, and therefore you have to pay me the amount that we made up. So, and that's the halach in Shulchan Aruch. Halach is brought down like that. Number three, look at Mechaber. His nala balakaka shunchit, and he ends up planting Sairin, or he doesn't plant at all. We'll come to that in a moment. Afal P, even though it's a Makas Medina, you can't deduct because you did not stick to what you were told. And the owner daven for this specific purpose. What do we suspect all the, not all the Mepharshim, and again, like I said to you before, not many people talk about this Gemara, but what do we see from here? That Hashem knows what your field was. You're davening. That means every day I daven today that I should be successful and my investment should be a success. And let's say I said the wrong type of investment, but Hashem knows I'm davening. You heard me davening. I cried, Hashem, please, I want to make money. I want to have parnasa. And invested in this stock. I made a mistake. I don't have that stock. I have a different type. I invested in certain some technology stock. And then maybe I forgot that I sold that stock. I bought a different stock. So it's something else. Hashem knows what I'm davening. Hashem, I need parnasa. You're talking to Hashem. He knows what you want. He knows what's in our minds. So we made a mistake in our dibur. So the person's davening for wheat. Who cares? So your field planted barley. If Hashem listens to tefillah, he should have listened to your field as a field of barley too. Hashem knows what you want. What do you see from this Gemara? It seems that if you daven for the wrong thing, Hashem says, I'm not answering you. You daven for wheat, but you planted barley. Why would I answer you? You're not davening to me like a child would ask his father. If we went to our parents and said, this is what we want, our parents are going to say, I'll give you this. And we made a mistake in what we asked for. And they gave us the wrong thing, but that's what you asked for. Is that how our relationships with Hashem, that we ask for one thing and it's not that, it's not what we need? Hashem says, you asked for the wrong thing. I'm not giving you really what you need. I know what you really need, but you didn't ask for it. You asked for wheat, and it wasn't wheat, it was barley. Now, the Marit in the Tshuvos does discuss this Gemara, and he says that, and I'll read you the words, because we do need this for how we approach tefillah. If you look at the Marit, the number four, Chayin Amar, Ilu Zarat Uchitin, Havam Akayim B, this Pasuk, V'loi Shehim Tainas V'riyos, says the Marit, these are not such good Tainas, Kol Hanach, Demais, all the ones mentioned in the Gemara, Ela, there's a pay the Makam, there's enough that the owner of the field can say, you owe me money. It's not that these Tainas are so good. It's not true. You daven, Hashem Shalit, but it's enough that it's my field. We made a deal. You didn't keep to your, I told you to plant wheat. You planted barley. It's enough for me to say, even if there's a 1% chance that my tefillah is, you didn't, I daven for wheat and not for barley. but it's a taina. However, we are going to go ahead and learn the Meshech Chachma, and this is the whole shir is understanding the Meshech Chachma on a pasuk in Bamidbar Perek Chafal. We will learn those. We will get there in the middle of the summer, not middle of summer, in a few weeks. But please learn this along with me here. Remember this Meshech Chachma; it's valuable, and we will need it as we go forward in the shir. Aaron HaKohen dies. And the Kananim hear, Vayishma Kanani, Melech Arad. Years, Aaron dies. Anani Akabi disappear. What better time to go to war with the Bnei Yisrael? Vayilachim the Yisrael, so they go to war with Klal Yisrael, and they take many captives. Says Rashi, number six, Yoshev HaNegev. It wasn't Kananim. It was the Amalekim. Amalekim are one. They're always the ones who want to battle us. They're ready to fight us. Shenemar, Pasuk says, Amalek Yoshe Beretz HaNegev. Who's Yoshe Beretz HaNegev? Amalekim. We're going to read that in Parsha Shalach. B'shines L'shoinai. What did the Amalekim do? They dressed up, or they didn't dress up, they changed their language. They spoke the language of Canaan. Why? So Klal Yisrael are going to say, oh, we're headed into the direction of the Canaan. And we're going to dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Law says, Kananim be Adam. Hashem, the Kananim are about to go to war with us. Please help us. Let's destroy the Kananim. They're really not the Kananim. They're really the Amalekim. Ro, Yisrael, Klal Yisrael saw what they were wearing. He saw that they were dressed like Amalekim. Their language was, they spoke Kananim. Oh, we don't know who we're davening for over here. Amru, let's just daven stam. Shanem, Hashem, we don't know who they are. Whoever they are, help us out. So what was the Amalekim's intent? The intent is daven for us as Canaan. What is that? What's the difference if we daven for them as Canaan? Hashem knows that we're going to war, and we're going to daven. Hashem, we're going to war. We're going to war with, let's say, the Canaan, because that's what they spoke. They spoke Canaan. Hashem, we're going to war with Canaan. Please save us. Hashem knows they're not the Canaan. They're Amalekim. So why would Hashem listen to our tefillahs anyway? Hashem knows that we're davening, we're crying. Hashem, we know it's you. We have emunah, we have bitachin. There's no one else that can help us. Please, we're going to war with the Kanaan. So because they're Amalekim, Hashem's not going to listen to our tefillah? What difference does it make? They're, whoever they are, Hashem heard what we said. Says the Meshech Chachma, and this is gold. The question is how does this fit into the way we're going to learn other sugyas here? But this is gold. You have to take this with you. There's nothing, if you talk about tefillah, and there's nothing more important than not being answered. So the Meshech Chachma is telling us a chiddush yisayid gadol in tefillah. This is a gift, at least when we read the Meshech Chachma now. I'll have to see how this works. Afal pi, says the Meshech Chachma. Dim hayu yoidim shem amalekim. If we would have davened that they were amalekim, hayim espalon shem amalekim, sheyitim yadam. Become Makai, my Haisa, my LS Tfilasam, our Tfila wouldn't have worked. Keep it, they died a mistake. We made a mistake. What's his Raya? His Raya is from the Daf that we learned a few days ago. Umize Yotza Halacha Kvua. And that's the Halacha in the Gemara in Amakabo that we just learned. He Mamish brings out Gemara. Amalea Amaskir Zarachit and Bazal Zarasar. They start the Ruben the Bagi, they start the Namihana Saradilay. He says the Gemara. Then he brings the whole Gemara down. What do you see? You see from over here that if you daven for the wrong thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't answer you. So the owner of the field has a taina. I daven for wheat. Says then the Meshech Chachma has a different shot. Ulam yitachin ki amaleki yada yunesem le'isolachbei. It was another reason behind the Amalekim's reasoning. He doesn't argue his first answer. He just says the Amalekim wanted to look like Canaanim because they were hoping that the Bnei Yisrael are not going to fight with Canaan. Because they were not allowed to fight. So he has a whole different explanation to what the Amalekim were trying to do. But at the end of the day, the Meshech Chachma is telling us that if we daven for the wrong thing, Hashem says, I'm not going to answer you. Fine. So very good. You got to daven for what it is that we need. And if we ask for one thing and it's not that thing, Hashem's not going to give it to us. We have a number of questions on this Gemara. First, I mentioned this briefly yesterday, but Rabbi Leif Steinman, I said, has pages and pages on understanding tefillah. So Yimali Piti Lasach, I think it's Chelek Ches. Number eight, Amar Rabbi Lazer, Miyam Shachar Beis HaMikdash, Nina Alu Shari Tefillah. The gates of tefillah are closed. Shnamar, and he brings the pasuk to this. I put it on the sheet over here. I happened to see it years ago, but the easiest way to copy and paste it in the Sefer Daf al Adaf. The Hikshah, Rabbi Leib Shimon, in Sefer Tzelek Bey, sorry. The Hekin Dibre Gemara, and he asks the question. Amar of Elazi brings his down, look at number one. Ulafi Zeh, Ma'oi Kasha, Frek Rabbi Leib. The Rea Gemara, Kamed Averas al Azman Dalachar Churbin. The Gemara is, which Gemara? Our Gemara in Baba Metzila, we learned a few days ago. When was this Gemara written? It's written after Chorba Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is not around anymore. And he brings the Allah, and the Allah is brought down in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. This Allah of Chitin and Sairim. Rector Rabbi Elay, because of Shiachal Litin Shiloh, say, I'm Iskabelas. If you would have listened to me, my tefillah would have been answered. We talk about such a tzaddik, and that cry that he would have cried over his, that Hashem, I never feel the weak. Please, I want my feel with tears in his eye. That's what we're talking about in the Gemara. Hare medabrim gam. We're talking about a machker and a chayker. They're farmers. We're not talking about the Rosh Hashivas. We're not talking about Rabbanim. We're not talking about those that are crying when they daven. That's what the Gemara and Baba Metzia is talking about. The people that hearts are broken. They've zeichem b'din b'tayna kazu. Correct him on the Gemara. How could this individual win with this taina that I daven for wheat? You planted barley. Hashem would have listened to me because I daven for wheat, and Hashem would have listened to me. What do you mean Hashem would have listened to you? It's not a taina. Sharei tefillin in alu. Sharei demais line in alu. Are we talking about that we cry? So Rabbi Elay, brilliant, wonderful, difficult question. So right now, let's review here so far. We have the Meshech Chachma brings a riot from this Gemara that if you daven for the wrong thing, Hashem says, you daven for the wrong thing, I'm not answering you anyway. And we have therefore, the Olam might remember there was a story that happened a number of years ago already. It goes back many years, where there was an individual who went to a kailo, and he said he was in Eretz Yisrael, and it was the summertime, I think it was about the summertime, and he says that he's opening up a bicycle store. He wanted to be successful, so he goes to this yeshiva, and he goes to the Rosh Kailo, and he says that I want every one of your, I'll give five of your kailo yongalai $500 a month if they daven for me, and I should have a successful bicycle store. The Rosh Kol wasn't really listening to what he said. He heard the $500, and he heard that he's going to, if they daven, okay, what's your name? Okay, this is my name. And he goes over to Five Young Goliath, and he says, can you do me a favor? Daven, not a favor, it's a favor for you. Daven for the next month, and if you're the owner, every month that you daven, he's going to give you $500 if you daven in a Lekai and Shar, that he should be successful. He's opening up an appliance store. Fine. So they daven for a month. Check comes in every month, they get the $500. 2 months, 3 months, the end of the summer comes, the owner comes back to the Rosh Kol and says, I'm sorry, I didn't have a successful business. My bicycle store closed down. Where's bicycle store? I told all the younger light to daven for an appliance store. Appliance store? I don't know. I didn't open up an appliance store, I just opened up a bicycle store. And he said, you've been davening that I should have an appliance store when I didn't have an appliance store. Go back to all these Kol younger light and I want my money back. Because they daven for the wrong thing. And the individual, the Rosh Chavura said, what's it? Hashem knows. Hashem knows what you eat. I made a mistake. But they were davening because they didn't make the mistake. How could you take the one? Hashem listened to them. You weren't successful anyway. It's your fault. Hashem didn't want you to be after the tefillah. Hashem didn't want you to be successful anyway. According to what we're saying, he's wrong. The Rosh Chavura is wrong. They daven for the wrong thing. You see from this Gemara that you daven for the wrong thing, Hashem's not going to answer you. And you never had a chance then. You never had a chance to be successful in his bicycle store because you didn't daven for the bike. He gave you money for that. He should get back his money. To answer that question is really difficult and complicated. But the...
Daven, you have to say bicycle store. Can you just...
I was going to get it. Beautiful, Yitzhak. That's what we're going to see. And that's what we're going to learn before we get to Rabbi Elay answering these questions over it. We need to learned this Gemara, that the Olam all learned this Gemara. If you didn't learn Taisis, then we'll learn it now. Because, as I mentioned to you before, there's gold here in this sugya and tefillah. It's a sugya, and it seems to be in Baba Metzia, dealing with the renters and Mishabla, but this is a whole sugya here with Tfilah. Let's learn the next, in the Gemara on the end of the bottom of the page. Mamish on the bottom of the page leading into the next page. We're skipping here because we're going to have to come back to how Rabbi Yalev answers this Gemara. We're talking about someone who cries. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says like this. The renter, this whole din of Makas Medina. Let's talk about Chitin. There was a Makas Medina. Grasshoppers came and the whole field is destroyed. You can deduct, you can take off your amount of whatever it is that you made up because it was a Makas Medina. What about if the person took the field? What happens if you didn't plant at all? Let's go over the case. Here's a field. You're giving me a percentage. Plant wheat. Let's just say wheat, although we'll see Tyson in a minute. Go plant wheat. The individual doesn't plant anything. So the owner of the field is not getting any produce here because there's nothing in the field that grew. But there was a Makas Medina. The whole, nothing grew anyway. So the one who rented says, listen, I don't have to pay you because even if I would have planted, nothing grew anyway. So again, it's not like he planted barley. That was before. There, at least he planted barley. Here, he planted nothing. He didn't plant anything. And he tines that anyway, even if I would have planted wheat like he told me to plant. Oh, now, if you're writing the Gemara, you're Ravina and Ravashi, and you're writing this Gemara, wouldn't you all say that the owner can say to this individual, I davened for wheat and you didn't plant anything? And if I davened for wheat, Hashem should have answered. He would have answered me. You planted. Why doesn't the Gemara just say the pashtus of what it said before? Again, don't read the next Gemara yet. The Gemara is going to say something altogether differently. Why doesn't the owner say, I davened for wheat, you planted nothing? How can I davened? Hashem would have answered my tefillah. Just like the Gemara said on the top, that when you planted barley, the owner can say, I davened for wheat. You planted barley. Hashem didn't listen to me because I davened for wheat. Here, the guy didn't plant anything at all. Zero. He planted nothing. So, of course, my tefillah is not going to work. I davened for wheat. You didn't. I would have been answered. How can you tell me it's a Makas Medina? You're telling me it's a Makas Medina? But I davened. If tefillah is so powerful, and I would have been answered, and my field would have been, it's impossible you plant. Tysus asked the question. Tysus, and he doesn't really ask it on Shmuel. Tysus Rid and all the other Rishonim asked this question on Shmuel. What we do now, therefore, is learn Tysus, the Tarek, the Oilam. Again, this is all gold to us, but you're going to have to explain it to me. Let's learn Tysus. Yeshlaimer, you know what this Gemara is talking about? Again, oh, I'm sorry, I should apologize to you. The Gemara brings down some other pasuk over there. It doesn't bring down the pasuk I could have davened. The Gemara says some other pasuk dealing with the Kala, and either way, yes, he's going to have to pay, but it doesn't bring the pasuk of Tfila. So let's learn Tysus. Yeshlaim and the Shmuel Meir. You know what this Gemara is talking about? I told you you could plant whatever you want. I didn't tell you to plant wheat. Sha'am Allah Zara Kol Masha Tirti. Hashtali Motzi Lameimar. The owner can't say, Vatig Zarama that I daven for wheat. What do you mean? Look at these words in Tysus. Chidish Gadol Tay. The Mistama Hashem won't listen to his tefillah anyway. Sheyatzliya Kol Masha Yizra. He daven. Being that the owner says you can plant whatever you want, that means what's he davening for every day? Whatever this person plants, Hashem make it grow because it's an investment for me too. Imloy sheyaseloy neis. I need an ace. It's not a taina. You can't taina that I would have davened and I did daven. Maybe he did daven. And what did he daven for? I'm davening that whatever the field is, it should be a success. Once again, I am giving you a field. You can plant whatever you want. The guy didn't plant anything. Right? So we had a question over here. Yeah, but I'm davening. Every day, the owner's davening. Every day, says, I'm davening for the field. Says, Taisus, if you're not specific in your tefillah, you need a miracle to be answered. That pasuk that the Gemara brought down. Because the owner davened to Hashem for wheat. If he would have just davened that I have a part, Hashem, just give me parnasa, that's an A. You need a miracle to be answered. The owner of the field, therefore, would not get his money. The owner is davening every day for what's Tysus. I am davening that whatever this person, I don't know what he's planting, but whatever it is, Hashem, it should be a success. You were not specific in what he's planting. What is he planting? What are you Tysus? Because in order to be answered, you need a miracle because you didn't daven the right way. In order for your tefillah to be miskabel, you need a miracle. because you don't deserve to be answered. That's what Tyson is saying. You deserve to be answered when you talk to Hashem and you say that I'm planting wheat. Hashem, please make sure my field of wheat is going to grow. But he didn't do that because he said, you do whatever you want. Okay, whatever you see, for example, you gave money, here's $100,000 invested in whatever it is you want. I don't care. Just give me a return. Tyson says, if you're going to daven every day that I gave $100,000 to this guy to make an investment, I don't know what he's investing in. Whatever it is, Anthony, Tyson says you need a miracle for that field to work. That's what he's saying. That's exactly what his gemara. If the person you give the $100,000 and says invested in this building, okay, every day you daven Hashem, this investment that I did in this building, I want this investment to be an investment. Okay, that's the gemara Hashem said. You're right. Hashem will answer you then. That's similar to that. That's what Tyson is saying. That if you're not specific in what your tefillah is, Hashem says, I am not, you need a miracle to be answered. Is that what Tyson is saying? Very good. That's what you see. You can't do that. Because Hashem, that's Tyson saying, you need a miracle. You should, Tyson says, you got to be specific in what it is. So what's going on over here? What is that? We're going to learn, like I said yesterday, except Cypher, and except Cypher says the opposite. Well, how do I know what's good for me? So let's see. We need the Mefarshim all do bring down this idea of being very direct and specific with Hashem. And whatever our investments are and whatever our panasa is, we're going to see it has to be in your, wherever you're davening for this, it needs to be specific. And I'll bring you, well, let's go through the halachas. And again, this is the research that I did. It's what's the hardest thing is that nobody really talks about this. I searched and searched. And today with the Yitzhak problem, you can search and search. Have not, but well, let's see if we can come up with some halacha. So let's learn the Taz. The Mechaber says, first of all, let's learn the Benishkai. Benishkai clearly writes, in certain Lashinus of Tfilos, look at this, just because it's late already, but in Chavez, in Benishkai, he says, you have to be v'yesh medak lima galik v'rosel proik oleinu. He's going through the nusach hatfilah. All we need to see the tzarich adam lefaresh dibrei b'tachnunim. You have to be specific. You have to say what it is. So we galik v'rosel. You need to add in the words of proik lon. You have to say exactly what it is. How do you want Hashem to show his gemurah? Proik lon. He has to redeem us. And he brings down from Chaim Vital v'sik v'taygul the dar shacha. All these words in tefilah. Look at the Mechaber. Mechaber says like this. Okay, that's Yitzchak Lazar. We say, okay, that's Yitzchak Lazar. That's the Nusach Mufrasamas. This is in Hotos Rosh Hashanah. You say Lazara Yaakov Tiskar. If you say those words, you Nishana from the Deyash Tavu Chachamim, and it's a mistake, comes along the Taz and says, no, what's the mistake? You have to be very specific. If you just say, okay, that's Yitzchak Lazaroy, who's Zaroy? Maybe Zaroy is going to be Esau. Says the Taz, you talk Hashem, you have to be as specific as you can be. Look at how the Taz ends. He brings his Zayar. No, you should say, the Zera Yaakov Tiskar. Let's be specific. Who are you talking about? You're not specific. All the Hashem knows who we're talking about. Says the Taz, no, you can't just say, Bakedas Yitzchak. You have to say, Bakedas Yitzchak. Who is Zara referring to? Yaakov. That's what Hashem should see. It's mamash in Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber the Taz. We go to the Kaf HaChaim. Kaf HaChaim brings down from the Arizal too. Other those words that I just said to you, the Sikhet Taiba Darashacha, and the Kaf HaChaim bringing down from these Mefarashim, he says, there should not be any Shalor Yeh by Gimgun Klal Chas V'Shalom. Yitei Makam Yer. Why? Explains why. Why do you have to be so specific? Because if you give an opportunity to the Makatrig, Lakatrig, Beloshin Shei Losai, so you have to be so specific, Besikfa, Taiva, Ladar Shecha, not Beloy Sikfa, to be Ladar Shecha. Be specific as you can, because if you're not so specific, the Satan gets involved. So of course Hashem knows who you want, but the Satan says, you did not for the right thing. Hashem, what are you answering them for? We read, therefore, just wanted to show you if this isn't a. How Rav Chaim Kanievsky, when this question came up, I read the story the first time and I was just trying to see which direction Rav Chaim goes in. Let's read it together. Here's the story. So you have someone here, he was, this individual's son was very, very sick, and he comes to the Charedim, sees him more, he's not religious. He's from the police officer. He goes to the, he comes to Bnei Brak, and he tells the Gdolei Avar, Please daven that my son should get better from his illness. Like, you should get better. It was a very, very dangerous illness. And the refuah was difficult. But his son got better. It was a pellet. The doctors couldn't understand. He got better. Obviously, because of the tefillah. This individual went to the Haredi, go daven. What happened? I will show you b'sheva le'aber tkuf liktar. A short time passed after he was better, and he got into a car accident and he died. So a few months later, he died. So Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein says, I asked my brother, can I ask you? I understand, how is this possible? They davened that he should live. So if he died, the Gedolei Le'olam, this is Katzin, went to the Gedolei Le'olam, and they davened from death that he should live. Look at what Rav Chaim says. He brings down the Meshech Chachma. So I was thrilled. Again, this is all my searching. I'm trying to search everywhere. He brings the Meshech Chachma that we learned. And let's read the second column. He brings down the whole Gemara. The masker can say, if you would have planted his chitin, my tefillah would have been answered. Next paragraph. Look what he says. Says Rav Chaim, in this case, what did they all daven for? My child should get better from the sickness. And they all daven that his child should get better from the sickness. But they didn't daven that he should have arichas yamin. Whatever you daven for, that's what Hashem listens to. That's what Chaim said. Uchein ozra kodesh baruch Hashem listened to their tefillos. And he was saved from the illness. But it came to the car accident that wasn't in their nosach at all. They should have davened for Chaim Aruchim v'toivim. They left that part out. That would have helped. You hear what he's saying? But Chaim is saying that if they would have davened that they, I don't know, he had Ruach HaKadosh because I don't know what they davened for. But he said this.
Obviously they didn't because he died.
Exactly. he says, you're talking that you see that if they would have davened for Chaim, Toivim v'Aruchim, it would have been listened. So if we're davening, we got to be specific. Well, of course, didn't the tefillah mean that he should get better? And better means he should live? No, you didn't daven for that. You get answered for what you daven for. If you don't daven for it, you don't get it. And if you daven stop, then you need an ace. That's what Taisa said. So
what does bracha mean? Just without any special request, what does that bracha mean?
What does what mean?
Baruch Aleinu,
Dominic
for Parnassa. So that's not specific enough.
No. Right, it was Parnassa me. You're right. So you should be sticking here. What do you say? That's a very special. So they gave us a bracha. Right, so we're going to see shortly. But you're right, that would be the Anshik Nasagdal. Now I got to do my own person. The Anshik Nasagdal is going to go right at the field for me. You do this. I teach. Okay, I'm going to say, okay, you teach, add this in. You're involved in this business, add this in. They weren't going to do that. But maybe that's what we have to do. I want to be a successful teacher. I want to be matzliach. I want to make money. Whatever it is, this investment, anything. What are you totally saying?
You don't care how it comes. You just want the end result. You're not specifically care that it comes to that investment. It comes to something else.
I understand.
You go down the drain. You could buy a winning lottery.
That's what Tyson is saying. Tyson is saying that you need a miracle for that. That's what
they mean. What does that actually mean?
So that's very good. That goes back to Rabbi Leib's question. What are we dying for anyway? We're not answered anyway. We're not crying. Yeah. Okay. So now we have to go
to the Gedolim.
So now we have to go a little Vayter over here.
So going to the Gedolim today and you give them the whole story and they say, Bua, they're not giving you any bracha.
Yeah, right. I don't know what that means. You're right. It's something, I guess. Right.
According to that,
there's a sheet in Mekubet. Rav Chaim brings that this idea is brought down in the Gemara with Rebbe when he died, and he said, "Kitzer, we now head into the Ksav Sefer because the Ksav Sefer seems to say just the opposite." He says the opposite. Look good. He writes here, bottom one on this side of the page, and early. I spoke about this yesterday. You give a bracha to your friend. Well, arichas yamin, mekabel chedaima. That's what we all want. It's a problem. Maybe wealth is not good. It's not good for us. We don't know what's good. So he brings down very easy, It's one person daven. Hashem yitin loy mashi into the taiboy. It was something that he wanted. He daven for this. Va'amarti b'makam achar b'kavanas mishanavis. He said, and he says a meridik pshat in the tefillah, in this mishnah. It says al tas tefillos kekeva el arachim tachnu. What does that mean? What does it mean al tas tefillos kekeva? Don't ask from Hashem davar kavu every day this same thing. Like if you go to your friend, the kaveila, you tell your friend, this is what I need. Every day, this is what I need. I need your car. Maybe Hashem knows it's not good for you. It's ra. And it's not, and you're not going to benefit. What you should do is, if Hashem knows it's good, maybe I don't deserve it, but if Hashem knows that it's good, please answer me. That's rachamim. So don't make it a keva Hashem specific with Hashem, because maybe it's not good for you. Maybe this is not what Hashem wants for you. So you can't do that. And I looked at the Chavetz Chaim also, you will look at and Amar Dikav Shad in the Ksav Sefer, brought down by others in the Sefer Shemir Amunim, he says, we say in the avenue, Ritzoin Yirei of Yaseh, Ve'eshavosem Yishma B'yoshem. Ritzoin Yirei of Yaseh, do the Ratz Hashem, Ve'eshavosem Yishma B'yoshem. Frank, the subsiper says this, and others say this, it's repetitive. No. Hashem, if you're going to be specific, Hashem will answer you, but then it might be bad. You're going to have to daven again. And if you're going to daven again, someone's going to listen to you again. So it's better, therefore, maybe not to be specific, because you already know what's good. So yeah, Ritzayin Yerevya, Hashem will listen to you. But really you shouldn't. If you look two further down on the page, you're going to see over here, the Chavetz Chaim, when you daven, Kasha Odom Evakish Bakasa Meis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Yevakish Rebonu Shel Olam Ten Li Davar Zeh, I want this. I don't know if this is good for me. Afilu Ashira Sein Etayva, being rich is not either good. Yemai Shanamar, Yesh, Aishir Shamar, Raki Bak, this is what you should do. Rebonu Shel Olam, if this is good, pain li, I say, then give it to me. And if it's not good, don't give it to me. So you can't really tell Hashem what you want, because you don't know if it's good for you. And therefore, there's one sefer that I saw that entertains all these questions. But just in brief, how do we answer all? Let's start with Rabbi Yalev Steinman. So Rabbi Yalev first has to answer, what is tefillah for us anyway? So he says like this, if you turn back to the page, it's many, many columns, but just one paragraph, he says that many times a child will come to you and ask for money, and you don't really want to give it to them. They don't deserve it, but they're going to plead with you, and they're going to force you, and you're going to give it not with a smile. You give it to them because you have no. But sometimes a child really deserves it. A child is learning well in yeshiva. A child gives you nachas, and the child's going to come to you and want the money. Oh, I'm so proud of what you accomplished. I'm going to give you the money. So Rabbi Leib says like this, when the Gemara says, Hashem is going to give it to you because he's davening, he's got to give it to you, but he's not giving it to you with a smile. He gives it to you with a smile when you cry. That's Dima. You could see right over here in the paragraph, he says, Vashemayim is these madregas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen to your feel and he'll answer your bakashas for whatever reason. It's not Muslim because we don't have the something to destroy. Maybe Hashem answers you because it's chosavos, or maybe I keep in shiur acher kachtoy. Maybe later on Hashem sees you going to be good. If you're talking, it's tefillah is nemesis. It's a disgusting tefillah. Chas v'shalom. But Hashem will answer it. Okay, so you could ask me, who cares? Hashem answers it, whether it's disgusting or not disgusting. It's like I give the money to my child anyway. But there's a big difference when you give the money with a smile, or you're giving the money, oh, they forced me to give the money. I really didn't want to give it to them. That's how Rabbi Yalev learns. Hashem works the same way as it is the way we work. You want it to be that Hashem gives it to you with a smile and not with a, oh, I have to give it to them because they died. Shari tefillah is ninalu. Shari dima is with a smile. That's Rabbi Yalev's whole, so he says, yes, Hashem answers you tefillah, but it's difficult, it's hard. It's like us convincing a parent. When the child comes and wants the money and they don't deserve it, we say, no, we're not giving it to you. And they say, please, everyone else is getting this, everybody else. And you force, so we end up giving it. That's what happens with Hashem too. You force it. You keep on doing it. You keep on davening. But what's the answer to our question over here? Learning this Gemara, how do we go ahead and daven? So there seems to be two mahalchim. One of them is my mahal. You tell me what you think, because I've been at, when I, especially in schools, they will ask, when I speak about this, they say, okay, so how do we daven? it's to me, it seems like this. In the Gemara, I gave you a field of wheat. In a chanami, I davened for wheat because I need, I'm specific. Why, according to the Chavetz Chaim and others, why don't you just say, if, I don't know if Hashem wants me to be successful, so but you see that the individual says, I davened for wheat. I don't think that this individual says, if you want me to be successful, wheat, Hashem, make me successful. Didn't he daven, Hashem, this is my parnasa, and I want to be successful in my parnasa. In other words, let me explain it like this. When a girl tells me she's 5 seminaries she's accepted to, and she wants to go to this seminary, number one, she wants to go to this seminary. So I say to her, well, you can't daven, Hashem, please let me get accepted into seminary number one. Who said that's the best for you? That's wrong, you can't daven. You should daven if, like the Chafetz Chaim says, if seminary number one is where I can be successful, Hashem, you need my tefillah because that's the key. So please let me get it. If it's good for me, I should get it. If it's not the right place for me, so Hashem, don't send me there. But don't daven specifically because you don't know if it's good. Well, Hashem ain't you. Well, if you're on this level,
there's five alternatives. You should daven if number one is good, I should get it. If number two is
right,
good, if number three, if that will hold you
first. Very good. You got it. Exactly. You're going to have to daven whatever these three places are. If I need a daven and I needed to get in and I shouldn't have to get in the second round, Hashem needs your tefillah. So I'm davening for if this is best. But once you're in already, so again, I go for an interview. I went for 2 interviews. I don't know which job I should take. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want one because I think I'm going to make more money. I'll be more. Yeah, but maybe that's not good for you, number one. You don't really know. So you can't say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, please let this be the job that they accept me. Same thing with a shidduch, because who says it's going to be? If this one is the place that I'm going to be successful, Kadosh Baruch Hu, answer my tefillah and let them, again, we need the tefillah. Without the tefillah, maybe you're not going to be answered. You need tefillah. So, again, we'd have to go more into that. What happens if you don't, Dom? You're not going to get the job. So that goes back to, yeah, maybe you need tefillah. You need the key to open up the Eitzit. In order to get this job, you're going to have to daven. Now, if you don't daven, Hashem has another plan for you. So it gets complicated then. But let's just focus on the tefillah part. In order to get this job, this is how you're going to daven. I want this job to work if this is what you want, Hashem. But once you get the job, you're davening specific. Hashem, I want to be, because he already gave you what, he gave you this job. It must be good for you. Hashem wants the good for you. So once you're in the job already, you should, Hashem, I want to be successful in this. Once you bought the building already, if I don't know, should I buy the building, should I not? Which building should I buy? So, and I really want to sell it, to sell this one for me. Hashem convinced it to sell it to me. Don't do that. He said it's going to be good for you. But once you already have the building and Hashem has given you the building, now you should, Hashem showed you this is good. He gave it to you. So now you think Hashem doesn't want it to be good for you? To me,
even
it doesn't make sense.
Even in the head, you don't know what does it mean to be good. My tenant renews, my tenant does renew, and I get a different business. How are you going to be successful in that business? It's mostly you don't know how you.
Right. So to me, the way to look at it is that what makes the now that I have this building, what makes sense? So Hashem has given me this investment. What makes the most sense? That's what I'm going to daven for. Because I already got the investment. If I don't have the investment yet, so how do I know which investment to go? Which stock should I go in? Oh, Hashem, this one. Maybe this is not good for you.
Somebody's a salesperson. Sometimes you make a sale, you get a customer, you sign them up, turns out to be the worst thing ever. It's a difficult customer.
So that, very good. So once you have this
business, but do I want this customer? I don't want this. I want to be successful in this business because that's my job.
Right. So very good. So even over there, you're going to have to say, if this customer is the customer that I can make money for, Hashem, I want this, Hashem, answer my tefillah. But you're specific enough with whatever it is, right? And still, in other words, with the shidduch, it's the same thing. And I tell her, you can't daven that I want to marry this specific. You go, the girl's going out on a date, and for the other way around, the boy likes the girl. Hashem, make her say yes to me. What do you make Hashem make you say yes to me? She might not be the right one. But once you're already engaged, so Hashem showed you this is the right one. So now should I daven for Shalom Bayis? Hashem wants Shalom Bayis. You can't, Hashem doesn't want you to have Shalom Bayis. So therefore you can't daven for specific. I want to make sure that today I'm going to make my wife happy. Every day.
I think that this person said this shidduch should be the right, should say yes to me. And then if it's the wrong, if it's not good for the person, then I give it to the person. Even though
that's why you shouldn't do that. Because the Gemara says, if I'm going to daven, if a boy goes out with a girl, and he says, I want this girl to say yes. Okay, but Hashem might listen to you if you cry. But this night, what are you dying for? This one could be the wrong one. But once you're already engaged, once you're married, and I daven that Hashem baruch shalom and deals with shalom bayis, because if you have panasa, your wife will be happy too. So I'm davening for my wife that I should have shalom bayis. That's what Hashem wants. Although there's different nisyanis in life, some nisyanis are shalom bayis. That is our test. But I want it. But that's something. So really, what we have to ask ourselves,
without having the guy in mind, then is that specific enough? Just like I need a shit. She needs a shit up on a person.
Well, that's what you're gonna have to do. Because so what I would tell you is if a girl's going out, if a boy's going out with a girl, so you're not gonna say to the boy, Davin Tashem, that she should say yes. No, I need clarity. Hashem, I need clarity if this is the right one or not. Okay, clarity is something that makes you be specific. Hashem, I want clarity to know what I should do. I should know it now. I don't need to wait 5 days to find out. So you're davening for something specific, which makes sense. This is just. So as specific as we can be. That's what we have to do. That's the answer, right? As specific as we can. What does that mean? We're not just davening for the cloud. Okay, everyone in shul here who has single children, it would be like for me to go out and we have 10, let's just pick any random number. There are 10 girls that need a shidduch. Hashem, take these 10 girls and please find them a shidduch. What do you mean? That's not specific. I would have to say this girl, this girl, this girl. You'd be specific. Like the Gemara says, chitin, not just okay, roll it out. As specific as we can be, that's what we have to do. But it's still, and getting married has to be a bracha. It can't be that's not what Hashem's rotzen. He told us again. We have to have parnas. We have to again. So yes, I don't know what my parnas is, but I should have clarity in my parnas. So whatever it is,
parnas. Yes, to say
whatever your parnas is now, you're specific. Hashem, that today, whatever. I don't know what's happening today in your day, but if I have a meeting today, the meeting should go well. If I'm going into this business deal today. And this is what it's going in this direction where you see that Hashem is doing this business deal today. So then this is what I'm going to do. And Hashem, if you want this business deal to be successful for me, please answer my feelings. So that's why I'm telling you that we have to think about what our day is all about. So this way we can be more specific about what it is today. So if I'm going to Lakewood today and I have to be at 2 weddings today, so I would daven today that because it's Baruch, I want to be able to make sure to get to both weddings at the right time. So again, I don't know if I would do that, but the depends how important it is. But I'm saying whatever's important in our day, you can daven for important things too. I just want to sometimes then we have a lot. You're not using up your bank. No, you should be specific for every. There's different opinions about this.
And daven for a parking spot.
Daven for a parking spot too, 100%. I daven a parking spot. I say when I go today, I should find a parking spot. And you could do that while you're driving too. Hashem, I need a parking spot. I got to park. It's not good to get a parking spot. I'm going to be late for work. It has to be the right thing. So we constantly asking ourselves, what is Ratzon Hashem really? We don't know what Ratzon. But where we know it's Ratzon Hashem, so then we need it. We don't know what's the best yeshiva for our children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me clarity that I should know where my son should go to yeshiva. That's what we're davening for. But we're specific. Hashem, not, oh, I should be successful and my son should be Matzliach. No, I need my son to find yeshiva. Kadosh Baruch Hu, give me the clarity of which yeshiva is best. And then when we get the clarity, okay, is this, we dive into Kadosh Baruch Hu. If this yeshiva is the best for my son, please let him be Matzliach here. So we're using the Chafetz Chaim with being specific. And that's what the Gemara, but Stam, like Taisa says, you have to say, I'm davening for Hatzlacha, you need an ace. What does that mean? What? You have to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if it is a parent. Because if not, the satan gets involved. And that's really, when you read this sefer does write, that it's interesting. Talmid Chacham writes, could always be specific. Because Hashem will answer them, and then he wants their tefillah. So we find in the Gemara that the others were specific. They said they want children. They daven for a child. Now, to me, anyone who doesn't have a child, that's in the midst of that children. So Hashem, you should be specific. I want to have a child. Can someone specifically say, I want to have a girl, I want to have a boy? I don't know. You know what's better for you. But you want to be Mekamim to Peruvu. So then maybe someone has a boy. I want a girl. So then maybe you can be specific. This Sefer, Ar Menachem, explains that Talmid Chacham can always be specific because Hashem is Mesavel Tzilas and he wants to hear from them. So even though he's going to answer them and maybe it's not what's best for them, but like I said to you before, he wants them to daven again. So he writes that Talmid Chacham should always be specific, even if you don't know if it's good for you or not. Because even if it's not good for you,
Hashem still wanted that to happen because he wants you to daven again. So again, there's different paths we should take over here. To conclude over here, we should be as specific as we can, but even if we're specific, it should still be many times, with like the Chavetz Chaim says, I want this investment to be a success. If this is good for me, you're specific in your investment, you're specific in your job, you're specific in your work, you're specific with your children. I want my child to be successful in this yeshiva if this yeshiva is the best place for him to learn. So I'm specific to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let my son be matzliach, and let my parnasa, I should make a lot of money. Money in making what? What are you doing that you should make the money? In my parnasa, whatever it is, in this that I do, I should be able, even together, even whatever the job is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a raise is good for me, please let them give me a raise. So once again, I don't know if the raise is good for me. Maybe they're going to take advantage of me. We use the words of the Chav specific most of the time. That's what we are going to include in our tefillah to make it a specific, but only HaKadosh Baruch Hu if it's really good for me. Something to think about how we can, but sometimes being really specific is what Hashem wants. So if we can figure out one that, it, like I said, to the girls that are in the seminary, once they're already there, they should daven, they should be successful in the seminary. They're going there anyway. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this the best place for them. So when you get a job, yes, I want this job to be the best job for me. If this is the best, but you could still use the Chabad Chaim's words that now that Hashem, you gave me the job, I want to be able to, of course, this is what Hashem wants. So then daven, that it should be a success. He gave you the job already. You could stick in like the Chabad Chaim too. Hashem, you did give me the job already. So if this is going to work out for me, let me be successful there. You still need to be successful. You still need to be someone that's going to produce. So let's try as best as we can to be, now, where you're doing this, either in Shmak Elena or in Elikai Netzar. But we should be doing this, not a Keva, not the same thing every single day. We have to change. That's what Keva means. Shouldn't be every single day, okay, my son should be Matzliach, and then when he's learning. Let's be more specific about what our day consists of. That's what Chaim Shmulevitz says. Before, and that's the Chavetz Chaim, right? We need time management in our life. When in seminary, whenever I speak about this, I speak about why time management is so important. But besides that, it's good for, let's say, a Sunday. We should know what we're doing today so we don't waste our day. Because then we'll come to Mincha, I did nothing today. So you sit down with your wife, what do you want to get done today? You want to go to the cleaners? You want to go shopping? You want to go in? So you make your schedule. But the Chavetz Chaim says in the last page, it says, he says that if you're going to manage your time, I know what I have to do today. I know I'm going to shop, like Abrami said, I need a parking spot today. I'm going to 13th Avenue, I'm going to Avenue J. So in my feeling now, I know I manage my time. I know what to daven for today. Because if I'm going to borrow a park, I want to be able to get there and I want to find a place to park. I don't want to waste my time. So with managing our time, our tefillah is a different tefillah, says the Chavetz Chaim. How many times we end up in Rifeinu? I don't know who the chayil is. I don't remember the name of who the chayil is. Says the Chavetz Chaim, before you start davening, who am I davening for today? Hashem wants everybody to be healthy. He wants everybody to live. So you don't have to say that if you're davening for a chayil, if Hashem wants him to live, I don't think you have to do that. Although maybe the Chavetz Chaim would say do that. If it's good for this person to live, yeah. When they're very ill in the hospital and they're Rachmanu Litzlan on a respirator, I don't know what's good or not good. So then you could say, if it's good for them to live, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer our tefillos, if that's what's good for them. But generally, someone who's sick, Hashem wants them to get better. We know that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want, it's a posse. Hashem doesn't want people to suffer. So we daven that the person should get better. We can be specific with the name of the person. Not heal all chaylim. Who do you want to get healed? It's like just to be matzliach. So we have to try to be specific as much as we can. And this way, we're speaking as if we're speaking to an Ach. Sure, thank you all for listening.